Blackstone Audio presents The Last Fish Tale, The Fate of the Atlantic and Survival in Gloucester, America's Oldest Fishing Port and Most Original Town, by Mark Kurlansky. Dedication to the people of Gloucester, to her fishermen and their families, and to the memory of my friend Harold Bell, who was a delight to talk to and made the great city he loved even better. A fisherman is not a successful man. He is not a famous man. He is not a man of power. These are the damned by God. Charles Olson, Maximus to Gloucester, Sunday, July 19, 1960. Prologue. Pole Walkers. Father C., who comes to the skirt of the city. Charles Olson, from The Maximus Poems, 1968. Burly, barrel-chested fishermen were wearing their favorite dresses, hairy tufts blooming out from the tops of their bodices. There was also an aviator, a brawny nun, a pirate, a gladiator, some overly made-up floozies in need of a better shave, a fedora-sporting gangster, the Jolly Green Giant, and, of course, Dorothy, his white blouse and blue-checked jumper stretched across broad shoulders, braided locks hanging down. The mayor was there, and the lieutenant governor, a carefully groomed, slim, fair-haired woman looking a little frightened. This was, after all, one of the big events of the year, and one of the most glossy.